That's a really good look. Oh. I have one of these. Tuesday at Kenyon, and the weather's been great. Got louder. I know yet this evening we'll all stay up too late. Tomorrow comes early with more love, our fate. S.I. love will carry forever. S.I. love will carry forever. I have one of these. I have one of these, which is a faceplate for a phone. It's kind of squishy. It's supposed to be that way, I think. And I have John Carl Talbot Scher might be missing some stuff. I have that. Tubing. Who's going tubing? Tubing trips. A few hands back there. These are tubing trips on the Kokosing, right? Kokosing River, are going to be on Wednesday and Thursday. Sign-up sheets and info are posted at the Information Center. That's the posting area in the lobby at the dining hall there.
Faceplate. Woohoo!
Women, how do you gather at your congregation? Do you have a UUWF-affiliated organization, women's spirituality group, sewing or knitting circle, or any other women's group that focuses on these interests and the needs of women? Carol Dobbins and Linda Ryder from the Akron congregation are convening a one-hour discussion tomorrow. That's not tomorrow. Yes. Thursday? Today is Tuesday. The day after tomorrow, Thursday, at 1:30 p.m. in the pub to talk about all the ways women organize and meet to support women's lives. Come bring your thoughts and experiences, your concerns and questions. No refreshments will be provided, though, so bring your own refreshment if you would like. Youth Vespers tonight, a reminder, 10:01 p.m. on the Ross steps. That's where most of us just came in. Have you seen the labyrinth yet? Has anybody been to the labyrinth in the afternoon? It is awesome. It is awesome. So tomorrow, the labyrinth workshop with Carol Comstock is in Gund Commons each afternoon this week. It runs in the late afternoon time slot, 3:30 to 4:45. And tomorrow, there's going to be percussion and drumming and creative movement stuff happening. It's air conditioned in there. Yes. And so come tomorrow if you would like and bring an instrument. And it'll be lots of fun. The third graders and friends are still doing singing telegrams, still raising money for the scholarship committee or scholarship fund, and today they raised $50-something. Tonight's gathering to chat about GA, bringing GA here and talking a little bit about the really fantastic GA that we just had with Evan Carvel-Zemer, is going to be here. After Vespers, right? Yes. Following Vespers, it's going to be right here in Brandy, right here in Ross, not in Brandy Recital Hall behind us. We are adding a new feature at SI. It's the medical lost and found. So we still have the found inhaler. We also now have a glucometer. And if either of those are yours, you can get them at the boo-boo station over where we have our meals. And that's it for me, but I have a couple of guests. Come on up.
You know, it must be a good week at summer camp when the chaplains have nothing better to do than fold paper. you know, I know that Sharon is going to think that this is an interesting thing to hear me say because she's not accustomed to the name Tom going with craft and arts. But I have to say that my memory of summer camp growing up involved lanyards, making a kit, belts, things like that. I don't know if you remember back to all the things you braided or you folded or you whatevered as a child. But for a group that, but arts and crafts, just crafty things. Summer camp just means something like, I don't know, origami. And for a group that's as community-oriented as this, a community art project, what could you want better than that? And Fred tells me that if we put some safety pins on these curtains, we could string a string across Ross Hall, as many strings as we want, and we could line them with paper hearts. We could line them. If you find there is origami paper in with the youth, with the young adults. Little ones are putting glue and glitter on hearts that are folded. You can find them in the art space down in the bottom of Old Kenyon. You can find pieces of paper on the chaplain's table in Pierce Hall. We can find you somebody to teach you how to make an origami heart if you don't already know how. And it's going to be a community-wide strings of hearts before we leave this room this week. So find somebody to help you make an art.
Okay, so I am Oliver Evans, and this is Alex Loverich Bernard.
What's up, y'all?
And that is Sully Dunn. And we will be playing some music for you. You fall through the trees and you pray with your knees on the ground. Dance along for the things that you need with your lust and your greed weighing down. And you weaken your love and you hold it above your head. Success is a song of the heart, not a song of your bed. One strum, and we all still die. Yeah, we all still die. What will you leave behind? Oh, we all still die. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Through the trees and you pray with your knees on the ground for the things that you need with your lust and your greed weighing down. And you weaken your love and you hold it above your head. And success is a song of the heart, not a song of your head.
One time.
And we all still die. Yes, we all still die. What will you leave behind? Oh, we all still die.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
Marching away from the stream. This tree, it will die without leaves. Marching away from the stream. This tree, it will die without leaves. This tree, it will die. This tree, it will die. And we all still die. Yeah, we all still die. What we leave behind, oh, we all still die. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yes, we all still die. What will you leave behind? Oh, we all still die. Yeah, we all still die. Yes, we all still die. What will you leave behind? Oh, we all still die.
Thank you. Also, Alex and I are the youth worship coordinators, and we would love to see each and every one of you in front of Rossi Hall at 10:01. We would very much like to have you be a part of our worship.
Yes, we think tonight is going to be an exceptionally enjoyable worship for those of you who like to stare at the celestial bodies. So please come, join us if you can. We'd absolutely love to have you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
More energy and more important questions to follow. And so let's gather our energy a little bit and do a bit of that movement prayer that we learned last night. So I invite you to rise as you are willing and able. All righty. Set that down. And so, with your hands at your core, breathing in and exhaling the energy out, receiving the blessings into your heart, exhaling that out to those around us, gathering the blessings in and sending that energy to heal the earth. And breathing into your core and exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Heal the earth. One more time. Inhale to your core. Send that energy out. Back to your heart. Share it with those around you. Gather in the blessings. And heal the earth. We'll do a bit of singing, a little call in return. We sang this last night. Oh, we give thanks. Oh, we give thanks.
Oh, we give thanks.
For this precious day.
For this precious day.
For those gathered here.
For those gathered here.
And those far away.
And those far away.
For this time we share.
For this time we share.
With love and care.
With love and care.
Oh, we give thanks.
Oh, we give thanks.
For this precious day.
Day.
All righty, so this side will be the inviters, and this side will be the acceptors. And there are the words. All righty, here we go. Oh, we give thanks. Oh, we give thanks for this precious day. For this precious day. On the third year. And those far away. For this precious day. Excellent. You may be seated.
Would you raise your hand if Unitarian Universalism has transformed your life in some way? Has that been the case for you? That's been the case for me. In the Christian tradition, the sharing of the good news of the gospel is marked with the word Alleluia. And I think that we have some good news to share with each other when we gather to worship as Unitarian Universalists. So we're going to sing a song of Alleluia. Your part goes like this. Alleluia, Alleluia. Give that a try. Alleluia, Alleluia. And then the next part. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I'll sing the whole thing through once on my own and then we'll try it together. Here we go. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. All together. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. One more time like you mean it. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Beautiful. Some of us this week already have received blessings that we did not earn and know not from where they came. We gather this evening to worship in a spirit of gratitude. Some of us this week have found a sense of wholeness. We've been a little more comfortable in our own bodies and in our lives. We gather in a spirit of celebration. And some of us are here today thinking of those back home. Our hearts are with loved ones, perhaps struggling with illness or loss. Let us gather tonight that we might find a deep breath and a moment of peace.
Come on, come in, enter in peace. Come on, come in, enter in grace.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Some of us, since we last gathered a year ago, look back to find that we've been just going through the motions. Now is our moment to finally be present with ourselves and our intentions. Some of us, since we last gathered, have hurt our loved ones and were unable to find the words for apologies. We come seeking not only words, but a spirit of humbleness and perhaps of confession. And since we last gathered, some of us have questioned our faith, whether in God or in each other or in ourselves. Let us gather to find a renewal of trust and of conviction. And some of us are aware that we have put the false security of possessions and comfort and even our to-do lists ahead of the work of our souls. Let us gather together in worship that we might align our spirits with our most divine nature. Let us gather to worship in love and in service.
Spirit of the rocks and the wind, Spirit of the earth, gentle me, Holy One, into your heart.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Please rise in body or spirit.
Alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A little bit louder. Here we go.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
There we go. No. In a moment, we will light our chalice together. One more. So please speak these words with me. All this music. One song.
Many
stars.
Please join me. Keep going.
There's a truth ever beyond our knowledge. There's compassion beyond our pain. There's a spirit burning brighter. There's a love to guide our way.
There's a truth ever.
There's a truth beyond our knowledge, beyond our knowledge. There's a compassion, there's compassion beyond our pain. Beyond our pain. There's a spirit, there's a spirit burning brighter, burning brighter. There's a love, there's a love to guide our way, to guide our way. There's a truth. There's a truth beyond our knowledge. There's compassion. There's compassion beyond our pain. Beyond our pain. There's a spirit. There's a spirit burning bright. There's a love. There's a love to guide our way. To guide our way. There's a truth ever. There's a truth ever. Beyond our knowledge, beyond our knowledge. There's compassion. There's compassion. Beyond our pain, beyond pain. There's a spirit. There's a spirit burning brighter. There's a love. There's a love. Guide our way. Blessed be.
Thousands of years ago, long before there were churches or temples or even sacred groves, our ancestors sought to make sense of the world. Where does the sun go at night? Where does the moon go by day? What happens when we die? In those days so long ago, they turned to one among their number who seemed to have a certain relationship with the unseen, with the unnameable, a connection to the world of spirit. They called this one among them the shaman. The shaman, with mask, smoke, rattle, approaching the land of spirit, connecting the land of the physical with spirit. Each word was important, a sung prayer. Each movement was ritualized, a living prayer. And with each new generation, new movements were added, the rituals were enriched. Another storyteller, another meaning maker. And out of this tradition, this seeking after meaning, a child was born. Not a child of the flesh, but an idea child. A child of spirit and a pathway to transformation. This child was where the world of this physical plane and the world of spirit met. But the people could not bear the tension of spirit and flesh dwelling in one space, and so they forced a separation, creating identical twins, religion and theater or storytelling. The people decided that religion would be the realm of the spirit, and theater and storytelling would be the realm of the mundane. And the people of the earth tried to keep these twins apart. But these twins, being truly of one spirit, shared a common heart and a linked destiny. No matter how much people tried to pull them apart, they were hopelessly entwined. Today we can still see how close they are. In both, just a few people speak while many people listen. The actors in both religion and theater and storytelling can often be found on a raised stage, while the rest of the group sits attentively. People even wear special clothing, masks, costumes. They engage in special activities, because both religion and theater storytelling can teach us things, and they can also hold up a mirror so that we can see ourselves more clearly. This evening, we will unite these two long-separated twins and allow them to once again become one spirit as we combine rite and ritual, religion and storytelling. Oh, we have, I don't know if you noticed these two up here. I didn't for the longest time, and then, I don't know, color sort of captured my imagination, the long flowing locks, I think. We have apparently a lion and a mouse. How strange that they have been here all along and yet gone so unnoticed. Let's see what is happening with our furry friends. What is this? Food, perhaps?
Oops.
All right. Breakfast has found me.
Oh, no. You have it all wrong. I am a mouse, not a meal. It's a common mistake. I can understand completely. No offense, I'm sure.
No offense? You are a plucky breakfast. I'll give you that.
No. I mean to say that I am not breakfast because could breakfast be helpful to you?
Why, yes. Breakfast is frequently helpful to me. Breakfast calms my echoing, empty belly. Breakfast soothes my stabbing hunger pains. Breakfast!
No. I mean to say that I cannot be breakfast because I can help you in the future. I mean, even if you eat your breakfast, if you don't eat it, it will spoil. And then what? No help to come. But me, I am a mouse, not breakfast. So if you release me, I will not spoil. And I will be able to help you in the future, right?
Really? You, a mouse, will help me, a lion, in some way other than breakfast? Giant claws.
Puny paws.
Immense muscles.
Tiny body.
Me, outrageous.
Yes. You who have all of these amazing gifts may yet one day need my help. No offense, I'm sure. It's just that the world is huge, and even a lion is not as big as the entire world, and there are many surprises that come to us. If you let me go today, I promise to be on the lookout for you in the future.
You will scamper away and never come near another lion ever.
No, really. I will be on the lookout and see you from a distance, and if you are in trouble, I promise I will come and help in all the ways I can.
I'll say this. You have great heart and courage, and it's very hard for a majestic creature such as myself to ignore such things. Okay, I'll let you go. But this is a great imposition to me. Now I have to go and find my breakfast elsewhere. If I see you again, and you are not helpful, you will repay me by being my meal!
Roar!
And so it was, and so it is, and that Lion one day found yourself in a completely different paradigm. Scenario.
Okay.
Situation. Ah, yes.
Okay.
A completely different situation.
While out for a royal stroll one afternoon, Lion was tricked and trapped by the human king's hunters. Tied to a tree, Lion was left for a bit while the hunters went to get a wagon to carry them back to their master.
These cursed hunters are about to deliver me to their human king? Me, great and immense Lion? I must break this rope! Roar! I am not free! Roar! I am not free! I, great king of beasts! Roar! Roar!
Lion? Lion. Oh, Lion. It's a risk to be sure. It could be a trick. What if Lion is merely hungry and trying to fool me? What if Lion has already seen me and is merely too sleepy to chase me? What if Lion is really hurt? Oh.
I must be free!
Wow. That really is Lion. And look, Lion is tied to a tree. Oh, and he's just laying there all slack and not even fighting back. Mighty Lion, my mousy whiskers. Oh, Lion has completely run out of options. I'll bet he wishes someone would come and help him, just like I did when Lion said I was breakfast. Just like I did.
Great. Great, just great. Here's Mouse, and here I am, lower than I ever imagined possible, tied to a crummy tree, and I can't even break this rope. Roar! I am not free.
Are you really tied to that tree?
Use your eyes! I'm battered and bruised from yanking and pulling. My mane is practically torn out. Do I look like I'm tied to a tree?
No. No offense, but you really can't free yourself?
Fine, I get it. I, great king of beasts, I, Lion, I am not free. Thanks a lot. Fine.
No, seriously, no, I got in trouble with you before because I wasn't cautious. You can't blame me now for wanting to know the full paradigm. Scenario. Situation. Yes, you can't blame me for wanting to know the details of this situation.
Fine, that's it, take your time. It's not as if the Human King's hunters aren't on their way right now. Pushing and pulling their lame wagon to take me to... I don't want to know what.
Oh, dear. Really? Oh, very dreadful. Oh.
What are you doing?
I had no idea.
There is no point.
So, you say they will return soon?
You tiny, puny little mouse.
Oh, my dear, I must hurry.
Do you hear them?
Oh, here.
That's them. It's all over for me.
Oh, there!
They're coming.
You are free!
Oh, sure. I am free.
No, really. You are really and truly free, Lion. Jump, run! The Human King's hunters are almost here. Run, Lion! And remember, if you had eaten me, you would not be free. And so it was, and so it is,
and so it always will be.
Every creature, from the most delicate mouse
to the most outrageous lion,
embodies inherent worth and dignity.
Sure. You want me to take that from you?
Sure.
just want to interview them just for a tiny second, because I think there are some unanswered questions, and, you know, if I have questions, you must have questions, too. So, Mouse, you were so brave. How did you do it?
Well, oh, yes, I was really brave. I mean, well, no, I really wasn't very brave at the beginning. I mean, you know, I was really scared when the lion was about to eat me for breakfast. But then, you know, so I did everything I could to talk my way out of it. And I kind of made a promise I wasn't really prepared to follow through on. But then when lion really needed my help, I couldn't really go back on my word. And then when the hunters were coming and I knew what they would do to him, well, it didn't matter how scared I was. I just had to be brave and go take care of him because he's another creature just like me. And I mean, he would do the same for me. He did the same for me, so I had to do the same for him.
Yes. And Lion, a question for you.
Yes.
When was that moment, that, I don't know, inspired moment when you discovered that the mouse was not food?
Wait, what? The mouse isn't food? Oh, right. Yeah, I realized that Mouse, my friend here, wasn't food when I became free.
Good answer.
Good answer. And obviously the two of you are great friends now.
Oh, yes, we are. Well, you know, we do some things together, like, you know, we sing in choir together. You know, we just did that. And
Mouse braids my mane, don't you think?
Yeah, I know.
It's really a lovely job, right?
It's much easier because I can get up there really quickly and just take care of it. And now our families really don't get along very well. Well, my family is not really sure about this relationship, but...
Yeah, and...
but, you know, I told them, you know, you just got to be, you know, welcoming to every type of relationship. So, you know, they're working on it.
Thank you very much. I think they're going out for a snack. Oh, the orchestra will now play a little bit for us to reflect on individual worth and dignity, and then I'll be inviting Matt back up for some singing.
Thank you.
We're gonna sing a song. There's More Love Somewhere. Do y'all know this song? You'll figure it out soon enough. If you don't already, please rise in body or spirit. There's more love somewhere.
There is more love somewhere. There is more love somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more love somewhere.
More hope.
There is more hope somewhere. There is more hope somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more hope somewhere.
Peace. Now sing out like you sing in the shower. Here we go.
There is more peace somewhere. There is more peace somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more peace somewhere.
There's more love right here.
There is more love
right here,
right here. There is more love right here, right here. I'm gonna keep,
'cause I found it,
'cause I found it. There is more love
right here,
right
here. More hope right here.
There is more hope right here, right here. There is more here, right here. I'm gonna keep on 'cause I found it. There is more hope right here.
More peace right here.
There is more peace right here. There is more.
Love right here.
There is more love right here.
You can take the hand of the person next to you.
Return again in love. Good night.